The Ministry of Hemp podcast is brought to you by Prima. Prima has a whole line of amazing CBD products available at prima.co. Head over there and use the code MINISTRY15 for 15% off your purchase just for being a Ministry of Hemp listener. That's prima.co. I'm Matt Baum, and this is the Ministry of Hemp podcast brought to you by ministryofhemp.com, America's leading advocate for hemp and hemp education. It's officially mid-January, so we find ourselves in the dog days of winter. And I don't know if you're like me, but one thing I like to do when it's cold outside is stay home and cook. So I've had a lot of food on my mind lately, and today on the show, we are going to talk to someone who wants to bring hemp into your kitchen in some really cool ways. Her name is Hillary Kelsey, and she is the CEO of Humming Hemp. We're going to talk to her about their Humming Hemp nutrition bars, their hemp hearts, their hemp oil, and so much more. And after that, I'm even going to lay a little recipe on you that'll teach you how to get some hemp into your own diet. But first, let's get to my conversation with Hillary Kelsey. So tell me a little bit about you. You didn't just start off as a CEO of a hemp startup. How did we get to hemp?
Right. So I am the wife of an American beekeeper, and we own and operate a successful Pacific Northwest honey company called Humble Honey Co.
Okay.
And it was through the honey company that I learned about hemp. I was at a trade show, and this was in early 2017, and there were some American hemp farmers there. They just wanted to see if we could put our bees on their hemp fields to make hemp honey.
Sure.
And this conversation, you know, became quite an involved conversation. And then quick little fun tidbit, you can't make honey out of industrial hemp because you need both pollen and nectar, and industrial hemp doesn't quite supply that for a honey.
Is that the issue of the hemp flower itself, basically?
Right. So yeah, there's not enough nectar.
Okay.
Right. So the bees would be able to get some pollen, but there would be no nectar for the bees to take back to the hive.
Sure. That makes sense.
These farmers just kept telling me about what they were doing, and I was so moved by their entrepreneurial spirit and, you know, their forward thinking. And then they started to tell me about all the nutritional benefits of hemp as a protein and omega rich superfood, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I came home from this trade show to my beekeeper husband, and we have 3 kids under the age of 5.
Oh, wow.
And I said, yes, I'm busy full time mommy as well.
Yeah, I guess.
I said, why would we not take American grown hemp foods to market? I said, we already have the distribution network built.
Right.
Because of the honey company, we already have the relationship. These people already know us. Why wouldn't we package it and take it to market? And he gave me the big double thumbs up and said, you go do that. Let's stay married. And you go do that, and you make it big. You know, take it big, make it go beyond the Pacific Northwest, then. Share your love with everybody. And
right, so if you find work, basically, type stuff. Like, let me know if you find work and send money home.
Exactly.
So from there, you start humming hemp from there, and you're making these humming bars, as you call them. And I see one is honey and cinnamon. Are you using the same honey that your husband started making?
Well, we have a lot of honey connections, if you will.
Okay.
So it is because of our honey company that we are able to have such a great tasting bar. I'll just put it that way.
Fair enough.
But what we did initially is here in Richland, Washington, we have a great just entrepreneurial scene, and it's just full of entrepreneurs. So I went out and talked to some of my friends and said, hey, you want to start a hemp company? And they got very excited, and so I formed a team of local entrepreneurs here in Eastern Washington, and that's exactly what we did.
Cool.
And so how we started is we took what we call a humming hemp, we call them our pantry staples. because we love hemp so much. We want every American household to have hemp oil, hemp protein powder, and hemp hearts in their pantry to consume on a daily and weekly basis,
sure,
right?
Sure.
And those products are awesome, but we all know that the household adoption rate of those products is still fairly low. So then it evolved to, okay, wow, we have this amazingly delicious, I'm speaking of hemp hearts in particular, superfood that people don't know about. And if they do know anything about it, it's pretty much misinformation, right? And there's just a very small, you know, tribe of us who really know it and understand it and are already eating it.
So can we talk about the hemp heart for just a minute while we're on the subject? Like, what is it that you love about the hemp heart? And let's talk about a little bit of the misinformation and the real information.
I love that they are the most powerful and convenient superfood on the market. So at Humming Hemp, we've coined the phrase powerful nutrition.
Okay.
And what that really means is it's got more protein per ounce than chicken. It's got 10 times more iron per ounce than spinach. It's got 4 times more potassium than chia seeds. You know, I don't want to hack too bad on chia seeds, but they're really trying to keep their superfood status. And so they're touting potassium right now. And
right.
It's like, hello, hemp hearts have 4 times the potassium, right?
Right.
And then let's talk about the omega fatty acids, the most balanced omega fatty acids on planet Earth with the perfect ratio of, you know, omega-6 and omega-3 fatty acids.
And that's a 3-to-1 ratio, you know, that is on your website, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
Right.
The fact that there's 4 times as much protein as chicken kind of blows my mind.
Oh, I know.
I had no idea.
Right. And so if you look at the main food trends right now, it's plant-based and it's protein.
Mm-hmm.
And that's everything hemp is. It's a complete plant-based protein, and you don't have to cook it. You don't have to soak it like other seeds and nuts. You know, for the keto world, hemp hearts have 50% fewer carbs than almonds.
Oh, wow.
And so what we're really trying to show people, Americans, that you can do is that you can snack on hemp hearts straight out of the bag.
Just like a nut.
Exactly. So we have 2 flavors of hemp hearts. We have a spicy and a honey Aleppo. And they're in these, it's a new brand block for us, if you will.
Okay.
Yeah, we encourage you to just literally snack on them with a spoon. They are so amazingly delicious. And they're convenient and they're versatile. The most convenient and versatile superfood there is.
So what do I do with my hemp hearts? Let's say I'm cooking and I've got hemp hearts. I've got 8 ounces of your hemp hearts I'm looking at right now, like the plain ones. What can I do with these in my pantry?
You can sprinkle them on literally everything and make your whatever you're eating richer with nutrition and richer in taste.
You're adding protein, basically.
Yeah, and you're adding all of that protein and omegas.
That's very cool. So this would be something that if I were a vegan, I'm not, but let's say I were, this would be a great place to add some protein to your diet, basically.
Absolutely. And I am a vegan. Well,
okay.
The biggest honey eating vegan there is.
I don't fault any vegans that eat honey. I've heard the arguments and I just don't know where I come down on that. So now let me ask you, everything you guys do is vegan, right? At Humming Hemp?
So let's go back to that humming bar.
Okay.
Speaking of not vegan. So we love hemp hearts, and obviously I have a fond affection for honey. And so we really started to answer the question, you know, pose the question and then answer it of how do you take this the most powerful, convenient, sustainable, we can stop there for a second if you want.
No doubt.
Sustainable superfood on the planet and put it in a form that Americans have already adopted, love eating, and trust, right?
Mm-hmm.
And for us, me being a busy mom of 3 kids under the age of 5, it was a protein energy bar.
Makes sense.
And so we sought out to deliver the most delicious and powerful nutrition bar we can. And what we did is we combined American-grown hemp hearts with raw USA honey.
Okay.
And that's a humming bar. So we have 5 great flavors, but the base of every single flavor is American-grown hemp hearts and raw USA honey.
So vegan, yes, but if you're the kind of vegan that doesn't eat honey, no.
Exactly.
And I would argue if you're that kind of vegan, you're missing out. So I mean, you should be eating honey. It's delicious.
Exactly. I know. It's so good for you.
So tell me about the hemp that you guys are using to for the grains and the oils and whatnot. Are you growing this yourself or does this come from a local farm?
We're not. So we partner with a handful of small to medium American farmers who are growing industrial hemp specifically for food. Because there's so many genetics out there, you know, for CBD and whatnot. So these farms and acreage are specifically for food.
Okay. And the food-based hemp that's being grown, I mean, do they have to worry about like THC levels like everybody else, like the CBD market? Or is it the industrial stuff that's food grade? Is there something where you don't have to worry about that at all because the CBD levels and THC levels are so low?
Well, I'm a big fan of not reinventing the wheel.
Right.
And so our progressive neighbors to the north, Canada, have been cultivating industrial hemp for two decades, right? 20 years. They just had their 20th year. They've grown it for food and textiles for a long time. And so the seeds and the genetics are there that are good and that are proven.
Fair enough.
So that's what we're seeing a lot of our American farmers do rather than maybe potentially get some bad seed out of Colorado or whatnot, right? We don't want our farmers to take that risk and not have products that they can take to market.
Absolutely. So the humming bars themselves, these, I'm going to guess these are your biggest sellers. They look really slick.
Yeah. So we literally launched those. So all of 2018 was me in my kitchen with my kids feeding them copious amounts of test humming bars. And then we finalized our recipes and formulations and commercialized them at the very end of 2018, did our first production run at the beginning of 2019.
Okay.
In January. And then in March, just 2 months later, in early March of 2019, we launched the Humming Bar at Expo West down in Anaheim, California. We came out of Expo West with national distribution with Kroger.
That's awesome.
As well as a handful of a few other small chains across the country. And then from there, it's just been a big snowball effect.
Sure.
And we are so excited.
So should I think about like this Humming Bar? Should I think about it the way I would think of like a Clif Bar or a Lara Bar, like something I can throw in my bag when I'm going on a bike ride or something I can have after the gym? Is it the same type of idea?
Yeah, it truly is the anytime bar. Same exact idea, right? You're going to put it in your gym bag. You're going to, the busy mom's going to rip it open in the middle of the grocery store when her screaming kids are screaming. And, you know, it's that good for you permissible snack that is absolutely delicious. And you can know, no matter who you are or what you're doing, that it is good for every single cell in your body.
That's awesome.
Right? So if you're the male cyclist, it's for you. If you're, you know, the teenage girl, it's for you. If you're my 3-year-old toddler, it's for you. If you're the busy mom, it's for you. I mean, no matter who you are, the Humming Bar is for you. And it is delicious.
And it's gluten-free, so you really don't have to worry about any food additives or food allergies either. There's no nuts and no gluten, right?
Exactly. It's free from, you know, most of the main allergens. We are processed in the facility that also processes peanuts, so that's always a concern for folks. But
sure.
As far as that, I mean, our honey cinnamon literally only has four ingredients: American-grown hemp heart, raw USA honey, and then cinnamon and sea salt, and that's it. And so our bars range from four ingredients up to technically nine ingredients. Our pumpkin seed and spice, we have to literally list all the different spices that make up pumpkin spice, right? The core of every bar is minimal ingredients that you know, that you have already been eating, that you trust, you can pronounce. There's nothing added and nothing fortified. All of the macro and micronutrients come from the ingredients themselves.
That's very cool. Tell me about the hemp protein powder. Is this the same type thing that I'm thinking like I'm making a smoothie because I'm going to the gym? I would add hemp protein powder instead of some weird, you know, GNC muscle guy powder or something.
Exactly. Yes. So it is green. It is raw. It is sustainable. It's rich, nutty, and nutritious tasting. And it is so, so good for you. Not everybody's a fan of the hempy, earthy, grassy taste of hemp.
Right.
But if you do like it, or if you can get past it, it's one of the cleanest, most sustainable protein sources on the planet.
See, personally, I really like it, so I don't have a problem.
I do too.
With any of like the tinctures I've tried, or like the powders that I've added to things, like it doesn't bother me. It's almost got like a tea type flavor to it, and I kind of like that.
Yeah, I like it too. People are always like, "What does it taste like?" And yeah. I'm like, you know, hemp in general, and I'm like, well, it tastes like a sunflower seed and a pine nut had a super baby.
That's a really good description. Like, that is an excellent description.
Yeah.
I'm going to steal that from you. That's good.
And then they're like, oh, I love pine nuts. And I'm like, oh, you'll love hemp. And then lo and behold, they do.
A lot cheaper than pine nuts, too. You don't have to go out to the forest and find them, you know? It's incredible. Let's take a quick break to hear about our sponsor this week, Prima. They're over at prima.co on the internet, and they have a full line of amazing CBD products with free shipping on orders over $75 and a free 30-day return guarantee. The good people at Prima were nice enough to send me some of their new beverage infusion samples. There's one for the morning, one for noon, and one for night. I have been making a daily regimen of the brain fuel one before I go to work, and I gotta say, I really like it. It's not sweet. It's got a nice sort of earthy, almost tea flavor to it. You can pour it in your water or your coffee, give it a stir, and it dissolves almost instantly. And the effects hit you pretty fast. I've really liked it so far. They also have one that is for resting easy if you have trouble sleeping, and they have another one that's just called the go-to for your normal daily homeostasis. I gotta say, I am a really big fan, and they have some really cool technology behind it too. If you've been listening to the show, you know that CBD bonds with oil very well, but oil does not bond with water very well. This new powdered CBD that they offer makes the cannabinoids in CBD that you're trying to get much more bioavailable, and that is what's really important. Optimal bioavailability. If you like the show and you want to support Ministry of Hemp, please head over to prima.co, check out their whole line of CBD infused skincare and their new powdered elixirs. Head to prima.co now and use the code MINISTRY15. That's MINISTRY15, no space, for 15% off your purchase. And any purchase over $75 gets free shipping and free 30-day returns. We're big fans of Prima here at Ministry of Hemp, so much so that we are going to have them on the show very soon. Head over to prima.co, that's PRIMA.co, and shop their whole line of skincare, therapeutic body care, and wellness essentials made for the whole you at Prima. It's all good. So tell me about the hemp oil. So this is also made from the seeds. It's extracted from there.
Yeah, so the pantry staples, so we covered the hemp hearts, right? So mm-hmm. those are shelled hemp seeds. So think sunflower seed is what I like to tell people. The hard outer shell is removed, and what remains in the hemp world is called the hemp heart. And then we just covered the hemp protein powder. So that too is a raw, straight out of the farm field hemp product. It's just ground into a protein powder.
So this
and
is
then the hemp oil.
This is the only mm-hmm. one that you're really doing anything with. You're expressing the seeds, basically.
Yeah, but it's all cold pressed. No solvents, no chemicals. So it's just, you know, straight out of the farm field. It's just a different process, right? We didn't shell it into a heart. We didn't grind it into a protein powder. We're cold pressing it into an oil. And hemp oil has a smoke point of 300 degrees Fahrenheit. So it's not a cooking oil.
Right.
It's a low temperature finishing oil or a supplement. So we have a little 8-ounce bottle that people use for omega supplementing.
Okay.
So we have a lot of that in the natural channel. And then the more conventional grocery store channels love our 375 milliliter glass bottle. And it sits in the conventional oil set. And people like to use it for bread dipping with balsamic,
yeah.
drizzling on soups. It makes amazing salad dressing.
That's exactly where I was going to go with that. You can make a salad mm-hmm. dressing with a benefit as opposed to just putting olive oil or canola
exactly.
oil, which is just going to make you a little yeah. fat, you know?
No, it's so true. And then my husband's favorite use of it is he uses it instead of butter on his popcorn.
So nice.
He pops a bag of popcorn, and then he tops it with our flavored hemp hearts and hemp oil, and it is absolutely delicious.
That sounds excellent. What kind of flavor does the hemp oil have? Is it very neutral?
You know, I love it because it's like Frankenstein green, and then it's pretty nutty.
Okay, that it sounds delicious.
Yeah.
Similar to like a sunflower seed oil.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense. Now, let me ask you, you talked a lot about the nutrition and whatnot. Do you come from a nutrition background? How did you get interested in this?
I think nutrition's just always been in my DNA. I'm a big believer and always have been that, you know, food is medicine.
Right.
Everything we choose to put in our bodies affects every cell in our body. Now, don't get me wrong. We just all came off the holiday season and we all indulged. And
sure.
I'm also a firm believer in eat, drink, and be merry as well. But on a day-to-day basis, I've always been very mindful of what I put in my mouth and how I'm fueling my body and, you know, preventative maintenance, if you will, right?
Sure.
And now even more so that I'm a mama of three little babies, you know, it's like I want to be around for a long time. And so if I eat good and have good nutrition, I can avoid a lot of illness in my life and be there for my loved ones.
Absolutely. So let me ask you, where do I go to get this? You said you had a deal with Kroger. I know we have a Kroger mm-hmm. here. I'm in Nebraska, and we have Kroger here. How far have you penetrated outside of the West Coast?
Oh, my goodness. We are all over. So our Kroger distribution is national. So just get on our website, find a location closest to you. If for some reason we're not close to you, you can always purchase at humminghemp.com. But I mean, we're down in the Carolinas. We're in Colorado. We're in the Pacific Northwest. We're in Northern California. We're all over. And 2020 is definitely going to be another year of rapid growth for us.
Awesome.
We're excited.
Speaking of growth, have you guys felt any pushback? Like a lot of the CBD farmers or CBD companies that I've talked to had experienced serious pushback with like their local government and Senate, but you're one of the first people I've talked to that's dealing with hemp as a food item. Did you have any of the same headaches?
We haven't, right? So again, we're just leveraging what Canada's been doing for 20 years, and I'm using it for our company as, you know, a launch pad forward, right?
Mm-hmm.
They've already paved the way. Manitoba Harvest is literally in every grocery store across the country. Our products are now sitting side by side theirs. I'm an Oregonian. I'm in Washington now, obviously, but
sure.
Bob's Red Mill, carries hemp hearts and stuff. So you have these big proven trusted food companies that have hemp in their lineup. And so we're just following right behind them. And we haven't had pushback. The other thing we are choosing to do is we drew a firm line in the sand and said, okay, CBD is awesome. It's bright. It's shiny.
Right,
you know,
right.
As CEOs get distracted by shiny objects, right? That
mm-hmm.
can be exciting and make us money. And we've just had to say, you know, this is who we are as Humming Hemp. These are our core values. You know, we're all about food and nutrition and how hemp, you know, because for us, that's the definition of hemp for our company, is that powerful nutrition. And so we said, you know, we're not going to cross the line and start putting CBD in our food or any of that. Even if there's part of the market that wants that,
right,
we're not going to do it so that we can avoid, you know, the FDA pushback. And just, you know, there's other companies that are doing that are on the front lines paving the way, and I'm happy they are. And, you know, we watch them and we respect them. But for us, that wasn't the move we wanted to make.
Sounds like you're saving yourself a serious headache. So good for you.
I know, right? One of the things I love too is just our whole message that hemp is literally for everyone, right?
Right.
So whether you're already a Birkenstock wearing stereotypical, you know, hempy hempster, or, you know, just whoever you are, it's for you, right? If your favorite food's macaroni and cheese, you know, hemp is still for you. Just
sure.
top your macaroni and cheese with hemp hearts. It's delicious,
yeah,
right?
Instead of breadcrumbs. There you go.
Right.
It's
have
even
your carbs.
Way
and,
better
and,
for
you.
Yeah.
Put some hemp on it.
Exactly.
Right. And so on our website, we have a picture of an ice cream cone being topped with hemp hearts. And everybody's like, oh, this just seems so contradictory. Like, why do you have an ice cream cone? And it's like, no, Like, this is who we are, right?
Well,
you are
going
to be who you are, and you're going to eat what you want to eat, but you can always make it more powerful and more nutritious and delicious by adding hemp to it.
Sure. I mean, just because it's ice cream doesn't mean it can't also be good for you. I mean, I love rolling ice cream in, you know, peanuts or whatever. I mean, and think of all those new places that you go to where they have, like, the rolled ice cream. And they're stuffing it with everything. Mm-hmm. What if you put something that was delicious and good for you in it? I mean, it just makes sense. We don't need to stick cigarettes in our ice cream to make it more delicious, you know? I mean, come on.
I like it.
Hillary, thank you for coming on the Ministry of Hemp podcast. You obviously have a real passion for this.
Hemp can change the world. I want to one day fix world hunger with hemp, and I really think we could.
I don't disagree. I think you're right on. Well, awesome, Hillary. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you.
I don't want to take up any more of your time. You've got babies and bees and a farm and a husband. My God, I can't imagine. If you'd like to add some hemp to your diet or try the Humming Hemp bars, you can find links to Humming Hemp and Humble Honey Company in the show notes for this episode. Kelsey was nice enough to send me a whole box full of their samples, and there's a bunch of great stuff in there, including their hemp hearts. And so I figured, why not get them out and mess around in my kitchen with them? And I did just that. The other night, I made a red curry for my wife and I. I took some red curry paste and some coconut milk and made the curry base. I'm not going full in there, but I did dry roast some sweet potatoes and some onions as well. Dry roasting is great because you don't cover anything in oil, so you're not masking any flavor. And the flavors of the sweet potato and the onion really come out. And when you do introduce them into the curry, they just soak it up like a sponge. Absolutely delicious. But for the final element of this curry, I wanted to add a little crunch. So I decided to try a take on an old fried shrimp recipe that I used to use at one of the restaurants I worked at. Step one when you want to make any shrimp dish is to brine your shrimp. It's quick and it's easy, and it makes for an amazing finished product. Basically, if you've got a pound of shrimp, you're looking at about a teaspoon of salt and a fourth teaspoon of baking powder. And just toss it together, give it a good whisk, throw it in the fridge for 15 minutes and up to an hour. You're going to have nice, crunchy shrimp in the end. Next up, we're going to set up a basic dredging station. Dredging basically means you have your liquid and then you have your dry ingredient that you're going to coat your protein with. In this case, we're going to take a cup of either yogurt or kefir, which is like a yogurt liquid. Make sure that you're using plain. We don't want flavored yogurt here. If you have to use regular yogurt, that's fine. You can whip it until it breaks down consistency a little bit, and you can even add just a little bit of water if you need to, if you think it's not thin enough. Now, I fully believe in seasoning every step of the dredging process, so I like to add a little sriracha, or you could use sambal, both of which are Asian hot sauces that are going to just lift the flavor and add a little bit of spice in the end. Next up, we get together our dry ingredients. So we're going to go for 1 cup of hemp flour. Now, if you don't have hemp flour, you can use normal all-purpose flour as well, but we're trying to get hemp in our diet here. Then I added 3 tablespoons of the Humming Hemp Spicy Hemp Hearts, because I love spicy, directly to the flour, along with 1 tablespoon of pepper and 1 tablespoon of salt. You want to mix that real well. The whisk is perfect for this. Now it's time to dredge the shrimp, and you want to start with a dry product. So if they're still a little moist, throw them between some paper towels, give them a nice little pat, but don't squeeze them too hard. We're not trying to destroy them. From there, the shrimp go into the flour, hemp heart, salt, and pepper mixture. I like to use a small sieve to shake off the excess, and then I drop them directly into the yogurt. From there, a different sieve scoops them up, I drain off the extra yogurt, and back into the dry mixture for 1 more coating. Again, shake off the excess, and then you can either transfer them to a glass baking dish or some parchment paper. Now it's time to fry our shrimp. So I used a small pot with about 3 cups of canola oil over a medium flame until it gets up to about 375 degrees. A candy thermometer is really good for testing a temperature like this, but if you don't have access to one of those, you can dip your fingers into your dredging liquid and then into your flour mixture. Wad up a little ball of that and drop it in the oil. If it starts sizzling, you know you're at a good cooking temperature. You don't want to fry the shrimp in too large of batches because they can stick together, they won't all cook at the same time. So just make sure you go a few at a time, watch as they start to brown up, and when they do, use that same sieve that you were using to shake off the excess dry ingredients and scoop them out and set them on a paper towel lined plate so they can drain any excess oil. Keep in mind, you're using hot oil here, so you want to make sure that your sieve is metal and that it's not wet. Otherwise, you're going to get snapping and popping. Now, if you have an air fryer, you can probably skip all of this and just throw the shrimp in the air fryer after they've been dredged. I haven't had a chance to try it in mine yet, but I assume it's probably still pretty delicious. Once all your shrimp are fried, they are ready to eat, and they're going to be absolutely delicious. The hemp hearts adds this amazing crunch. Like I said, I serve this with a red curry over rice, and I just drop the fried shrimp right on top for a nice little crunch. Not only did the spicy hemp hearts add some nutty, crunchy goodness, they made the dish more nutritious, too. They're definitely a healthier ingredient than the cornmeal that I would have normally used to fry the shrimp. I'll be sure to include my recipe for spicy hemp heart fried shrimp in the notes for this episode, which you can find at ministryofhemp.com. That about does it for this episode of the Ministry of Hemp podcast. Huge thanks to Hillary Kelsey for coming on the show. And I would love to hear from you about your ideas about getting hemp into your diet. You can always shoot me a message at matt@ministryofhemp.com if you want to send me an email. Or you can follow us on Twitter @ministryofhemp. And of course, hit us on Facebook /ministryofhemp. By the way, you can give us a call if you've got questions. 402-819-6417 is the Ministry of Hemp phone line, and we love to answer your questions on the show. So please give us a call. At the Ministry of Hemp, we believe that an accessible world is a better world for everybody. So you can find a complete written transcript of this episode in the show notes at ministryofhemp.com. While you're there at ministryofhemp.com, be sure to sign up for our newsletter so you can be the first to hear about all the cool articles that Kit and the gang are throwing up online. Next time on the show, I hope you're still hungry because we are talking CBD and chocolate. But right now, it's time for me to get out of here. So this is Matt Baum reminding you, take care of yourself, take care of others, and make good decisions, will you? This is the Ministry of Hemp podcast, signing off.